Hello, it is Nick here, bringing you a free show this week from myself in replacement of the regular weekend show. This is part one of the New Year's Eve show that I did from my bedroom. And Puke and Andrew were not in town. They actually went out to their own party in New York, which I'm sure we'll hear all about next week. But for those of you listeners who wanted some content, this is part one of the New Year's Eve show. It is the free one. If you want part two, that will be available on the PCL, which is available at pukeandthegang.com/VIP. Sign up there, get part two so you can actually hear the new year happen and all of the other bonus content that we do throughout all of the weeks, because it's very helpful when we have fans that like us. That is the best. Okay, and here it is. New Year, Nick, for December 31st, 2006. You thought I was going to say news with Nick. December 31st, 2016. It is hot in here. I just realized I have turned on the heater, actually turned it off at this point, and we're going to check on over to the live stream from New Year's Eve at Times Square. Let's see what they're doing. All right, it's a bunch of Mexicans dancing with trumpets and doing, I don't even know what they're doing. We've got we don't have the CBS, CNN stream. We've got like stage B streaming on the other monitor. Jobless Libertarian 99 is in the chat, as is Steve Irwin's Ghost 2016. Thank you for coming out to New Year, Nick. This is for from my bedroom. Wait, how is this? So I've got the New Year's hat on. How bad does it look? Let me check the stream. It is flashing. Is this going to get distracting for you guys? Because I can turn it to... Let's turn it to solid for now. Solid lights. Cool. I've got my decorations behind me. It says 2017 on it. We are ringing in... Why did they say ringing in the new year? I'm going to ring it in. It's like you go up to a doorbell. Bing, bong. We're ringing in... 2017, or they hit the buzzer at the apartment building. It's like, bzzz, who is it? It's 2017. All right, I'll ring you in. Do you have my pizza, though? Are we overmodulating on the stream? How's it sound? Okay. That was a good side effect. All right, I've got way too many things to do and too many beers to drink. First things first, why are we not in the studio? The answer to that is in this Facebook message that I have. Let me see if I can bring it up. It is from, I don't think I'm going to be able to get it full screen. Oh, wait, there it is. Nope, that didn't tell me anything. Let's play... Thank God for Levelator. This is a video that Andrew has sent us from his location on-site live. He is in New York, and he is with Ellen and Puke and some people on a stage. I don't know who that is, but she's got fishnet legs. There's several shrimp trapped in there. Oh, and there's Puke. And he's holding up a card. It looks like an invitation. It's a fist raised with a microphone. Now, thank God it's not an old-timey microphone. And there's a star on it. So what do you guys think of that? Puke and Andrew off on their own little trip to New York. They are actually overseeing Times Square, I believe. And they can see it from their location. They were like, Nick, do you want to go? I'm like, I don't want to go. Steve Irwin's Ghost says, Jobless Libertarian 99 was most likely present to see the year transition from 1999 to 2000 and is really a libertarian. Guys, I have to get you something during one of the breaks. Remind me to get my napkin. That's all I have to tell you. All right, what do we have to cover today? Well, we've got several things that are going on. Let's see if Cody O'Connor is live. Off the air live. Is it live? No. Let's head on over to LRN.fm. I would like to see if Cody O'Connor is live on New Year's Eve or if Puke and the Gang is the only comedy show going out right now. I'm going to try to play this live stream.
Over God knows what. You know, I'm trying to come up with the correct theory of what is really going on. I don't know if A, they're fucking with us.
I don't think he's live. I think it's a refeed.
They were just in the area and decided this was the perfect spot to just, it's just the perfect spot to find people.
Because I can't find him on a cam. Normally he's on a cam if he is live. Okay, that was a boring segment called Check In on Cody O'Connor and see if he is live. New York City, hope they stop to try some salsa, Steve Irwin's ghost says, and we need to abolish all welfare. Give me my welfare check. We need to abolish all... Oh, I get it. When the libertarians go, abolish all welfare. Actually, my welfare check is due on the 1st, and then I can afford a Christmas tree. Ooh, alrighty. You guys want to... All right, let's see. What's going on? Oh, actually, there was some breaking news moments ago. Let's head on over to CNN and see if we got some new news. Attack in Istanbul. Istanbul attack. Dozens killed at Turkish nightclub, officials say. 35 people were killed and 40 wounded in an attack on a nightclub early Sunday. This happened moments ago. They were celebrating the new year, Istanbul Governor Vasip Sahin said. U.S. and Turkish officials have called it a terrorist attack. So this is almost as bad as that Paris attack.
We do not know how many gunmen there are. There's questions about whether this is just one person or this is multiple people.
Now, I did hear that the gunmen were dressed as Santas. They were in Santa suits. Finally, someone doing a shooting like that isn't just dressed up as a Muslim. Dress up as something. It's your last moment. If the whole world's a stage, and when you're shooting, it certainly is, you might as well be a Santa.
Right now, I can tell you that we are seeing quite a few ambulances heading to the scene. It's still very much an ongoing situation. We know that there was at least one gunman. There are multiple people who have been injured. We're hearing from state media. The police presence is heavy. This is a night that the police were out in force. We saw them throughout the city checking people, checking bags, patting down people on their way to New Year's Eve celebrations. This is quite a high security situation, but what we're hearing about this high-end nightclub, there is one gunman who has opened fire.
That is not my connection screwing up. That is their feed with that guy they're interviewing. By the way, I have added, for the live viewers, I have added the Skype account name to the live stream. If you guys want to Skype in and tell me your New Year's rezos, I would like to hear what you plan to do and will fail by the first week of January.
Right now, we're just hearing about injuries. We haven't heard of any fatalities, but injuring people at that club.
Now, Ian, I'm going to ask.
One of my recent New Year's resolutions was to post 100 YouTube videos of me playing video games. I was like, I'm going to post 100. How hard could it be to post 100 videos in the year? You got to do one every 3.65 days. That's two a week. If you do two a week, you're done. How hard could that be? It can be like a 15-minute video, 30-minute video. I posted like two. Out of 100 that I wanted to do. It was real sad. Oops. Chat says one new message. News with Nick starring a shooter dressed as Santa. Absolutely. 35 people were killed and 40 wounded in an attack. U.S. and Turkish officials are calling it a terrorist attack. Around 1:15 a.m. Sunday, a gunman shot a police officer who was guarding the front gate. He entered the club and attacked innocent people who were there to celebrate the new year. It was a cruel, cold-blooded act. Obviously. What else would they say? You know, I mean, it was cruel, but it wasn't really cold-blooded. I mean, some of those guys in there had guns, too. I mean, it was not cold-blooded because all humans have warm blood, right? But, yeah, I don't think he was an amphibian, so it probably wasn't cold-blooded, but it was pretty cruel anyway. There have been no claims of responsibility. Well, ISIS will come out shortly and claim it. The fate of the attacker was also unclear. The fate of the attacker was unclear? This is like that, we'll get to it later. This is like that truck thing. That guy drove a truck through a bunch of things and they were like, who was it? I wonder who it was. One victim said he didn't know how many attackers were there, but he saw one person and hid. Well, did he look like a Santa or not? I got shot in the expletive leg, man. He told journalists in English as he was taken into an ambulance. These crazy people came in shooting everything. You know, it must suck when you're in another country and you're like, well, how do I give my report? Do I give it in English or do I give it in Turkish, right? So you got to go, like, as you're going to the ambulance, you got to be giving it in both. I got shot in the leg. Gobble, 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 gobble. Right? That's Turkish. They have to do it in English and Turkish. So I don't know. I heard he was yelling Arabic, anonymous 7081. Of course they're yelling Arabic. They're not yelling gobble, 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 gobble. That's the Thanksgiving Day turkey. Or is, darn it, the Thanksgiving Day shooter. Thanksgiving Day turkey. Yelling gobble, 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 gobble. All right, what's next on the show notes? Guys, write in if you have any updates on the Turkish shooter. Do you guys care about this UFC? Every time UFC or boxing comes up, everyone's like, wow, Muhammad Ali and Floyd Mayweather and Mayflower. Floyd Mayflower, right? And Justice Merriweather or something. I don't know. They're fighting. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened. I've always been into boxing. We're going to have a party. I'm going to have 35 people over, and I'm going to pay $36 in pay-per-view dollars. Anyway, Ronda Rousey apparently is some lady. Let's Google up an image of her. Okay. Well, this is apparently the most famous image. She's apparently a fighter, and she used to be good at UFC, and now she's not good anymore. She just gets beaten all the time. And she lost last night in, what, 48 seconds or something like that? And everyone's like, wow, unbelievable. I can't believe it. When was the last time any of you watched UFC? I've never seen a fight. I don't know the rules. Do you just punch each other in the nose until one of you, like, gives up? Cry? Like, the rules when I fought my sister, right, when we were kids. First person to cry or bleed loses. Now, looking back, that's very dangerous. Like, you can break someone's neck, right? We could have easily died. But I guess every kid plays like that, right? The rules were, if you cry or you bleed, you lose. Is that how UFC is? Cry or bleed, lose. Anyway, she lost. But I don't know the rules. Does anyone know the rules? Does anyone even care? Everyone is talking about this like, wow, I can't believe it happened. I'm really upset that I didn't play for the pay-per-view to watch 48 seconds of a girl getting beaten up. You know, if you wanted that, you could just head on over to my YouTube. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Anonymous 7081 says Rousey got fisted by a Brazilian lesbian. Now, are any of the fighters not lesbians? That is the question. And now, why would you be a lesbian because you're a fighter? 8 people in the chat, by the way. Cool. Lexaxer's in here. We got Troyer D and... Anonymous 7081 seems to be up on the news. So maybe 7081 should actually be doing the news. The Turkish shooter is actually a Russian hacker. I do have some Russian hacker news. Let's see if I can find the yet. Uh-oh, I'm not going to be able to. Let's read some Russian hacker news since it came up. Russian malware found at Vermont Electric Utility. How do they know it was Russian malware? They open it and it's like... Yo, Vladimir Putin, Vladimir Putin the greatest. Also, please send 820 Bitcoin to this address. Malicious software. Now, I always wonder if my company ever gets like ransomware. A, the downside is it would be my fault. B, the upside would be I have the Bitcoin to just pay them off. They'd be like, send Bitcoin and we'll unransom your software. I'm like, I got the Bitcoin. We're good. Malicious software tied to Russian intelligence agencies has been found on a computer of a small electric small electric utility in northern Vermont, raising concerns of Russian attempts to interfere with critical infrastructure as well as the 2016 presidential race. This was posted today. What do you mean raising concerns that they're trying to interfere with the 2016 presidential race? Like, go back in time? First person to pee on the face loses. First person to pee on the face? Wow. Is that a reference to that? All right. That's an amazing reference. The laptop computer was not connected to an electric system, and the malware did not disrupt electric grid operations or compromise consumer. I'm pretty sure this is a news story that's just hyped up because they're like, oh my goodness, a Russian hacker. The disclosure comes amid rising tensions with U.S. Russia over U.S. charges that Russia's two largest intelligence agencies, known as GRU and the FSB, conducted an aggressive campaign of cyber attacks that U.S. officials codenamed Grizzly Steppe. On Thursday, President Obama ordered the expulsion of 35 Russian diplomats from Washington and San Francisco, closed two Russian luxury compounds in Maryland. Luxury compounds? What is a Russian luxury compound in Maryland and New York, and imposed sanctions on the GRU and FSP? They're getting real mad. The luxurious 45-acre compound in Maryland is being shut down for alleged Russian espionage. Let's see if this video has any information. What, do they just set up a guard? They send the military and they're like, no, no more Russians here. Actually, was that? They'd be having an American accent, but whatever. Loading. Okay. This video is of a helicopter shot of a Russian compound. You have to be kidding me that this is the video. Nope, that's the entire video. Washington Post, you are gay. On Thursday afternoon, the Obama administration announced its long-awaited retaliation for what has been characterized as Russian interference in November's presidential election. Among wide-ranging measures, the White House announced that the State Department would be closing two Russian-owned compounds, one in Maryland, one in New York, that it says were used by Russian personnel for intelligence-related purposes. It's also declaring 35 Russians persona non grata for the alleged role in intelligence. So they think what Obama's saying is that there's Russian spies in the U.S. Can Brett please Skype in and tell me about this? I'm not smart enough to understand this. He's alleging that there's like Russian spies, and now they're persona non gratas, persona non grated cheese, and we got to kick them right out. Shouldn't they just go right to jail if they're really? How hidden were these alleged spy compounds? At least in the case of the Maryland, the answer is simple: not very. So Russia owns a compound. They send people. And there's just Russians looking out the window with binoculars and hacking things all the time. This seems... Is this real? This is way too much to process. Oh, well, that's too much of a story. Anyway, Russian malware found on a Vermont computer. Who knows if it was, you know, a malware could have been written in Russia and then it could get to a Vermont compound through any number of means. You know, some idiot could have downloaded it and been like, I wonder what this Russian malware is, and put it on a USB drive and stuck it into the computer. There's no way to know where this came from, and it sounds like it's an overreaction. Senator Patrick Leahy said Vermont State Police briefed him Friday evening on the attempts to penetrate the electric grid, like Andrew's fingers penetrating his electric board in his garage. This is beyond hackers having electronic joyrides. This is now about trying to access utilities to potentially manipulate the grid and shut it down in the middle of winter. He said in his statement, that is a direct threat to Vermont, and we do not take it lightly. There's no evidence. Is there any evidence that this malware was trying to shut down the electric grid? I feel like if the electric grid, A, could be shut down, or B, would have any purpose to, an U.S.-based hacker would have done it a long time ago. They can hack anything. They're just like, you know, Ashley Madison, I'm going to take all your stuff. And Yahoo. Yahoo! There's 2 billion user names and passwords. Take them. It's not like the electric company is like the pinnacle of cybersecurity. Wow, it's the electric company. So A, nobody cares, or B, it's not possible to take down the electric grid with a computer virus. It probably isn't. You probably have to have an old man with a beard go down to the sewer and be like, you sure you want this thing off? And they go, okay, yes. And he goes, all right. And he's pulling on the lever because it's so rusty because it's never been off before. It's just rusted on. We need it off now. And then the handle breaks. He's like, the handle broke. And he looks behind him, and this sewer monster is coming up. It's like, just because I couldn't turn the power off, the sewer monster will now get me. People would never do something stupid with computers, Anonymous 4252 says. What is that supposed to mean? Oh, back when I was saying that someone took a USB drive of a Russian malware and stuck it into their work computer. Yeah, so we had to write a new policy at work. Well, we didn't have to, but they were like, Nick, what new policy should we write at work to make us more protected? And I said, write a policy that no one can put a USB stick in the computers unless we've approved it. And so we did that. How's everything looking? Stream is up? Stream is up? Cool. All right, so it is the new year, and this video has made me think that. Is it going to play anything? The end of 2016 will be a wet one in LA County. Oh, it is snowing, by the way. I could lose power. This show is basically a countdown to when the ice dams penetrate the roof, right? The more it snows, the more the ice dams build up. Actually, I got one of those heat tapes, and I put it up there, and I have it turned on now. Although you can't leave it on 24/7. A, it'll burn out. B, it'll cost a lot in electricity, and that would be bad. So we'll just see. Maybe in the middle of the show, the ice dams will take over, and we will have some drama here. Do you guys like my backdrop, 2017? So this is the end of the 2016. Who in the chat's like, oh my God, 2016 was the worst? Because to me, 2016 was the best. Okay, I ran the most miles I've ever run. I ran a marathon, right? My muscles look amazing. Can you guys see? No, not really. All right, well, whatever. And Trump had that thing. That was amazing. Everyone's like, 2016 was the worst. Trump won. Like, no, 2016 was the best. That was an amazing night, and I stayed up all night watching it. Anonymous 4252 says, super glue the USB ports shut. Now, I mean, you can't do that because then, A, we've got people who take their laptops places and then they have to plug in and unplug their mice and keyboards. And B, they've got like new printers they want to put in. Nick, have you talked about the MTV Dear White People video yet? Ugh. No, I did see that. I don't really want to. I mean, we can if you want. Send a link, I suppose. Although it's pretty stupid. That's more of like a School Sucks thing. Brett over at School Sucks is really into this SJW thing, I think. It's been going on for like 2 months over on his show. Will you call me he or her? I'm like, I don't, whatever. Michael W. Dean's research in this field shows that it looks like... 2016 is the best current year ever. Anonymous 1433 says. Thank you, Anonymous 1433. Does anyone in the chat not know what this show is? Because there's a lot of anonymouses cycling through. No, so anyway, I thought it was fine. 2016 was great. 2016 will also be fine. And 2018 will probably be awful. And 2019 will be okay. And 2020 will be... 2020 will probably be the end of the dollar. As we know it. No, I don't know. But if that happened, amazing, I said it now. Let's see, what can we do here? Okay, so it is snowing, and I have to shovel every freaking time it snows, and I got to watch the ice dams, I got to scrape the roof constantly, and it's very stressful, and my rock wall is going to collapse. The only good thing about the snow is the neighbors. They're such idiots. The other day, I was shoveling my driveway, and I was watching them. They're trying to back out, and they're to leave. And so their method of getting out of the driveway, because they don't shovel, they don't do anything. It's been this way ever since I've lived here. They backed up right out of their spot, and then the parking spot that they have is like parallel to the highway, but they back up into this hill. So they backed up into the hill, locked the brakes, and then waited to slide down the hill, right, into the highway. And then they're like, oh, good thing there was nobody coming, and then they just drive off. And then the best thing is when they try to come home and they get stuck. Now, earlier tonight, I peeked out the window. I'm like, they're coming home. And I looked out the window. I'm like, oh, they made it perfectly. Although I did get a video earlier. You guys can see this. Here's a video I took earlier. Let me resize it so you can see it. This is a video earlier where they didn't quite make it. All right, here comes the car. Can you guys see it? I'm going to check the stream. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, by the way, if you're not listening live, head on over to Puke in the Gang, log in with your VIP account, and when I post the video version, you will be able to see all this. So the car's coming in. It's turning right into the driveway. And it's going real slow, by the way. This was their mistake, is that they took it too slow. If you go like 15, 20 miles an hour into this thing, you're gonna go right into your parking spot, which is up here. But they go real slow, and now oh, they're stuck. And it's hard for you guys to see, but the tires definitely are spinning. They did not purposely stop right there. And then the best part is that they lock the brakes, right? Brakes are locked, and they go, okay, I guess this is as far as we're getting. And then they put it in park, which, of course, park on a front-wheel drive car locks the front brakes only, not the back brakes. So they put it in park, and then they release the brake, and what happens? Oh, the car starts going back down into the highway. And now they're stuck because they can't release the brake. It'll keep sliding. They can't just put it in park and leave it. It's going to slide. They can't put the e-brake on because that's the front brake, or that's the... Well, maybe they could have put the e-brake on. I'm not sure because that's the rear brake, Sandra tells me. Anyway, the point is, when this happened, I wasn't even home. This is from my security cam. I pulled this up later to watch what happened, because when I got home, what I saw was this car partway up the driveway, and then I start shoveling, and every, like, 2 minutes, the car goes, honk, 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 honk. Like, the person in the car is trying to get the attention of the person in the house, but the person in the car can't get out of the car, because if they let go of the brake, they start sliding back into the highway. It's amazing. Unfortunately, they were eventually able to get out without any crashing, and that's it. Jobless Libertarian 99 says, an ad now, ? Damn it. Just the Fash Ma'am says Amazon for the win. Why is this Amazon for the win? Did I say anything about Amazon? This is why you shouldn't go anywhere in the winter. Oh, Amazon for the win, meaning you order, you don't even leave the house. Well, that, I guess, works for people who are jobless libertarians and just get their welfare checks. Yeah, we got a, sorry, Jobless Libertarian 99. I guess we have a problem with Ustream giving ads every 10 minutes or so. I guess we'll switch. I should have done this on YouTube, but whatever. Here's the problem. Everyone's got the Ustream follow. They're not going to know if I'm live if I switch it over to YouTube tonight. Because you don't have to leave the house, right? That's what I figured you meant. Well, or that's just why you clean your driveway before you try to pull into it, which I learned the first year I was here because of that one time that I almost did die in the driveway, but everything's fine since then. What time is it? We're at 10:32. Let's check into the live stream at Times Square. We're going to skip ahead to live. Oh, we got some interviews going on.
All Indians, Happy New Year!
You see that? We're wishing you all joy and so much more. Now, what's today been like here in this square? What's it been like?
Cold!
And?
Cold?
And?
Very cold.
And no, you don't look cold, though. They're saying that. Look at her. She came dressed, prepared, ready. Now, yeah, it's been fun as well, meeting all these different people, right?
Oh, yeah.
And how would you describe pretty much the energy in Times Square to someone watching at home?
I don't know.
That means fun. All right, on three, look at that camera. Say Happy New Year's, okay? One, two.
What a horrible interview. That was the greatest time to tune in. How are you guys doing? We're cold. We're miserable. This is the worst thing that's ever happened. All right. But how would you describe the energy here? How great is it? Isn't it amazing? I don't know.
Two, three.
Happy New Year!
I told you I was going to make contact with every country in the world, and I believe I'm somewhere around halfway there. I found Canada, representing Canada. What is your name, sir?
Skipping ahead.
Now, what made you want to be in Times Square for New Year's this year?
My bucket list.
Seems to be a pretty popular statement, bucket list. Now, what do you think so far?
Awesome. Just awesome.
Now, you got front row seats here right next to the main stage.
When did the term bucket list become a thing? Did that only start with that movie called The Bucket List? Because I'd never heard of that term before that. But now everyone's like, I got a bucket list. It's all the things I need to do before I'm so old that I have to poop into a bucket. That's what it's called. That's what it is, right? Because you're so old that you have a bucket next to your bed. It's like, son, please help me poop into this bucket. I don't know. Snow Mexicans. Oh, yes. The Canadians called snow. Oh, well, not
here.
11 o'clock.
Snow Mexicans? Or snow N-words, was it?
o'clock.
Okay, so yeah. That's not horrible.
Not too bad.
It's a beautiful weather.
They got here. They got there at 11 a.m. So they've been standing there. Program.
Any New Year's resolutions?
I need them to ask, where are you peeing?
Everything's great can't with this them. Guy. What about you?
Are you wearing
travel
diapers?
Lots.
Travel lots. I think that's a hint. you're gonna do some traveling. Okay, let's look into the camera and wish Canada a happy New Year on the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy New Year! Oh, sorry. I totally thought I caught some girl behind them that had a 2007 eyeglasses, but it was 200, but above the zero was a little one. For 17. I thought I caught her with recycling a 2007 glasses.
I'm so excited. I'm here with Rachel Platten. How are you?
Hi, cutie.
I'm good, thank you.
You're cute.
Make out.
Hey. So you just performed.
Hello, cutie. Hello, cutie.
Now, I know you're originally from New York, but what was it like performing here live in front of all these people?
Well, I'm from Boston. I lived in New York for like 10 years, but it
boring.
Was really special.
Who is Rachel Platten?
I struggled really hard in this. Wait for next year. I have.
All right, we're done with that. We'll check in with that later. Next news story. What do you guys want to do? Do you guys want to talk about Princess Leia? I don't. So Princess Leia, otherwise known as Carrie Fisher, everyone knows she was on a plane and then she was like, everything's perfectly fine. Okay, she's dead, right? And then her mother, the next day, which is very ironic, by the way, her mother, what's her name? I don't even know. She dies the next day. It's just like in the movies when Leia's mom, Padme, of course, was like, I'm so heartbroken. I need to die. And then she died. In real life, Carrie Fisher's mom was like, I'm so sad. I need to die. And then she died. It's pretty funny, right? No. Okay. Everyone that this year is talking about this new toy, right? And I hadn't even heard of it until 2 days ago. Maybe I'm behind the times, but it's called the Hatchimal. Hatchimal.
Hatchimals, they live inside of eggs, and it's up to you to help them hatch. Contents. Each package comes complete with one Hatchimal in egg, one instruction booklet, one reference guide, and two AA LR6 batteries already inside your Hatchimal. Unboxing. Your Hatchimal has been packaged in a very...
So it's this egg. It's a huge egg. Like the size of probably a little bit bigger than the ones they had in the beginning of Jurassic Park, where the little raptor is in it.
Very particular way to ensure it's protected, and safely unboxing your Hatchimal is equally important. To begin, ask an adult to carefully cut and remove the tape tabs on the top sides of the packaging. Then lift the plastic top off, lay the package on its back, and insert your finger into the top hole. Now slowly slide.
Insert your finger into the top hole?
The insert and product out of the outer packaging. Have an adult then.
All right, stop saying have an adult. All right, we gotta fast forward and see how you hatch. What is the point of a Hatchimal? All I know is that it's an egg. You rub it for like half an hour, and if you rub it fast enough, it breaks out of its shell and goes, oh yeah, thanks for rubbing me so hard.
Pink, and you'll hear its heartbeat. When you see light blue eyes and hear a shivering sound, it's cold. Rub the bottom of the egg to warm it up, like this. Tilting your egg. Gently hold the egg with both hands and slowly tilt in either direction. The more you tilt and play, the more your Hatchimal will...
Are you kidding me? This is teaching kids to take an egg and shake it up.
...will respond. At first, your Hatchimal will think it's fun, but do it too much and it might get dizzy or upset.
Oh, yeah.
Bet. Tapping your egg. When there are no lights, your Hatchimal is listening. Make sure it's quiet enough for it to hear you. Tap on the egg and it will tap right back. Did you hear anything?
Oh my god, we gotta skip ahead. All right, it's breaking out of its shell.
If your Hatchimal happens to fall asleep while hatching, set it down and then pick it back up to resume hatching. Once they peck away enough of the egg, you...
So it actually breaks itself. The point of the product is that the product breaks?
You can help them out by pulling away pieces of the egg. Hatching can take up to 30 minutes. You can now remove the top of the egg and peel away any extra pieces of shell that might be blocking the way.
It's a Furby. It's a Furby, right? It's a Furby that's in an egg, but the egg breaks?
Hatchimal until you hear a click. Then remove the plastic around the wings by pulling the perforated tab and press your Hatchimal's belly to hear them sing Hatchy Birthday.
So is anything exciting about the Hatchimal after it hatches, or is it just like, Well, that was a good 30 minutes of fun. Let's fast forward and see if the Hatchimal does anything.
When your Hatchimal isn't feeling well and has green eyes, you can also tilt her forward to make her sneeze, or press her belly to make her cough. There are many ways you can care for your baby Hatchimal. Refer to your instruction guide to learn about everything she does. Toddler stage. Your Hatchimal's growing up fast. As she reaches a new stage, she will flash...
Oh my god, it's a Gigapet, but in furry form. All right, let's skip right to the end. This is very boring.
Or something small to do so. Out of egg, half volume. If your Hatchimal feels a little too loud, you can adjust to half volume.
Okay, it's just telling you how to take care of it. Anyway, Hatchimals won't hatch into duds. Or sorry, Hatchimals hatch into duds for some on Christmas. Hatchimals, perhaps the most sought-after toy of the holiday shopping season, left some parents and kids frustrated on Christmas morning. Parents lucky enough to get their hands on the item, which was largely sold out in stores for weeks, are complaining that the product didn't hatch. Oh, yep, it's another video that's just text. Cool, that's not going to work for a show. The toy hatches from an egg when children knock, tap, or rub on the shell after about 30 minutes of playtime. The Hatchimal... Can you imagine? Did anyone have a Hatchimal or watch a kid have a Hatchimal? Can you imagine? You get this on Christmas, right? You're like, Mommy and Daddy, okay, I'm going to play with the egg for 30 minutes. And their parents are like, all right, tell me when that Hatchimal is going to hatch. I want to see that Hatchimal hatch. Like, why? It's hatching. It's hatching. And you got to run in with the Hatchimal and tell your parents, the Hatchimal's hatch. Because it only hatches once, right? You got one chance to see this stupid toy you bought. Because I don't think you can put this egg back together and have a second hatching. I'm pretty sure looking at the video of one hatching, it breaks it. It's gone. Unless you make a new one out of like old chicken eggs or something. And then it's like, ah, but I was sleeping, son. I missed the Hatchimal hatch. I guess I'll have to buy you a new one over at Kmart. Like, oh, goodness gracious. What a pain. The chat says, just buy the kid a dozen eggs and you'll have 12 Tamagotchis? So that's not Tamagotchi. That's Tamachis? Is that like a Mexican food? Steve Irwin's ghost says, did you see South Park? I have never seen South Park. That's a lie. I've seen 2 episodes. Unfortunately, the toys with toys that incorporate a high level of technology, there are also some cases where the product may not perform as well as expected, says a spokesperson for Spin Master. Hatchimal's parent company, Spin Master. What spin are you going to put on this one, Spin Master? Oh yeah, the spin of this Hatchimal inside his egg is spinning. We are committed to doing everything possible to resolve these issues. Unhappy customers continue to air their frustrations with the toy on Twitter. I have been calling for 2 days. It keeps telling me to call. Can you imagine? All right, your Hatchimal doesn't hatch. Now you've got to get on the phone. You got to be like, hello, Spin Master. My Hatchimal doesn't hatch. Like, well, that's just a feature. I know you're putting a spin on this, Spin Master. You can't fool me. Your name is Spin Master. Oh, my. You got to call Hatchimal now. You got to be like, Hatchimals aren't hatching. And they got to be like, sorry about that. We'll send you a refund. I don't even know. We'll send you a new Hatchimal. We'll send you 10 dozen Hatchimals. Right now, I'm going to look up how much a Hatchimal is selling for on eBay. Ba-ba-da. Brand new, very hard to find, Target exclusive Hatchimals, the Barakeet, $99.99. Are there more than one Hatchimal? Target exclusive Hatchimal Barakeet. Oh, Barakeet's the brand? Do you not know what Hatchimal it is until it hatches? Oh, wait, let's read the back of the box. Which one will choose you? Hatchimals can't hatch on their own. You are the key to releasing the magic. Oh, and then it's in 5,000 different languages. I thought it was going to be a nice back of a box to read. It's just, you know, it's just one sentence, but then it's in 5 different languages. I guess that makes sense because the Hatchimal, all it does is go, beep, boop, beep, boop, blah, achoo. Right? Sneezes are the same in every language, I suppose. Cool. So Hatchimals are not hatching for people. Malware is done. Let's see. I'm scrolling through my news. Did you guys see this video? It's very stupid. It's from Donald Trump's transition team spokesperson. His name is, I believe, is Jason Miller. And this is a month-old video at this point, so I'm very sorry that this is a little old. But it came out back in the day when Trump said, you know, there really needs to be some rules against burning the flag. And maybe people who burn the flag should be sent to jail or possibly lose their citizenship. And obviously that is completely stupid. And the Supreme Court has said that you can burn a flag. But then they have his interview with his transition team spokesperson, who now this transition team spokesperson has to, like, spin master what Trump said. And eventually he runs out of spin and he just has to come out and say the dumbest thing.
We agree that there's constitutional law that burning the flag, as much as we might hate it, is defended First Amendment speech.
You know how you can get people in the media? You know what people in the media hate? Burning the flag. If any person burns the flag, the people in the media go, they're burning the flag. They're burning the flag. Except if Trump says people shouldn't be allowed to burn the flag, then the media says, oh, we should be allowed to burn the flag. It's very funny. Now Trump said, don't burn the flag, and the media is all on the side of burning the flag. I'm not saying they're on the side of burning the flag, but they're on the side of it being legal, which it is.
You know that, and I think the vast majority of Americans would agree.
But legal.
But Chris, it's completely ridiculous, and I don't think there's a big universe of people.
So this guy, Jason Miller, will not say, no, burning the flag is legal. He will not say that.
But Chris, it's completely ridiculous, and I don't think there's a big universe of people out there who support flag burning. And it's terrible, and it's despicable. But the big news, though, Chris, this morning, you saw this, and I know we're going to get to it. Dr. Tom Price to run HHS, right, and Ms. Seema Verma to run CMS. Two additional.
He's trying to deflect. He's trying to get to another topic, not the flag burning.
Big impact on repealing Obamacare.
I want to talk about those, but, you know, when the president-elect says something, when the president of the United States says something, we got to listen. When he says that something should be illegal, that is a protected constitutional right. I'm not saying I like it, but that's a big part of the First Amendment in this country. A frustrating, maddening part of it is that you got to respect people's ability to say what you don't like to hear. The president just said burning the flag should be illegal.
And he's
it
absolutely
is a protected constitutional right. Can we agree on that?
No.
Is it a protected constitutional right? Can we agree? No.
We completely disagree that this issue.
You don't think that the Constitution has been defended by the Supreme Court in 1969 as validating burning the flag as free speech?
Chris,
I'm sorry that this is very frustrating audio, and it is a lot of me not talking. But the point of the story is how frustrating this audio is. That this interviewer is going to Jason Miller, transition team coordinator for Trump, and going, it's supposed to be legal. The Supreme Court says it is. Can you admit that the Supreme Court said that?
Absolutely, it should be illegal. But again, we know why we're here this morning. We're going to talk about transition team.
He just said it should be illegal to burn the flag.
Talk about what this government is going to do for the American people. And I think most Americans would agree with me that flag burning should be illegal. It's completely despicable.
But it is constitutional. You do know that. The president knows that. More importantly, the president-elect knows that, right? That there's constitutional law on it?
It should be illegal, Chris.
All right.
He won't admit what Trump knows. He just keeps saying it should be illegal. That's crazy. How could that be illegal anyway? What if you had a flag, but it was like 49 stars that are white and one star that's like a little bit yellow? That's not the flag anymore, right? Could that be illegal? That's why you can't make it illegal. I guess you could. You could always say, if a reasonable person, look, they have this in law a lot. Does a reasonable person think that blah, blah, blah? If a reasonable person saw you and thought that that was a flag you were burning and you burned it, you're in jail.
I don't want to run in circles either. But these things matter, Jason. They just do. When things have been vetted by the Supreme Court and it's seen as constitutional, you got to respect that. You know, you have to respect that. Should it be illegal? That's a political question. But if you pass a law that contradicts the supreme law of the land, it is seen as unconstitutional. I'm just trying to get us on the same page of starting point here. I don't like people burning the flag either. I hold the flag as sacred as well.
All right, I'm done. We got him. Well, I'll skip ahead to the end. We got him to say what we wanted him to, which was it should be illegal, and I'm Trump's transition team leader. I'm dumb.
And it's the law, 1969.
But I mean, you're not actually diving in and advocating and defending flag burning.
Now, here's what people who argue certain things do. Right. This guy says it is legal to burn the flag. And the other guy says, you're advocating flag burning? I can't believe it. No, he's not. He's saying it's legal.
Defending flag burning.
You have to defend what is legal.
Oh, sorry. He didn't say advocating. My bad. He said advocating defending. Is that what he said? because he's not defending it. He's just saying it's legal.
You're not actually diving in and advocating and defending flag burning.
You have to defend what is legal in this country under the Constitution. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean that it's not legal. It's not right for somebody. What do you want this country to be? Only what you like?
Chris.
Only what President-elect Trump likes? That's what's now okay behavior in America?
That is interesting.
For a lot of people.
Chris, flag burning should be illegal. End of story.
Flag burning should be illegal. End of story. Why? Because it offends me. I need a safe space from this flag burning. I am a white man, and I don't like flag burning. And also, all the safe space people are gay. I mean, they are all gay. But stop being so gay with your flag burning. Burning Mexican and Israeli flags should be illegal. Only U.S. flags should be burned. Anonymous 1433 says, perfect. We are running low on chatters, by the way. So please share this to your page. We're down to 7 chatters, and I think one of them is me. So that is very bad, because we are going to run out of things to talk about soon, because we've got no off-the-air live. Hatchimal, we talked about that. We talked about the... All right. Dylan Roof. You guys want to jump into this? Did you guys hear about Dylan Roof? He is going to jail. I mean, he is in jail already. Dylan Roof, he is the shooter, of course, at the Charles... Is it Charleston? Oh, wait, it says it in this first sentence. Charleston church shooter, Dylan Roof. He walked into a church of blacks, right? And he shot him. He's like, boom, 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 boom. And then he left, and then he drove away, and then he got arrested later. Says he won't call any witnesses or present evidence while representing himself during the punishment phase of his death penalty trial. I'm so excited. He's representing himself. We may get audio of Dylan Roof representing himself at trial. This is going to be amazing if it's videoed, which it always depends on the judge, which I don't get. Like, it should be, it's either allowed or it's not allowed. Why does the judge get to go, like, you know, I think it should be allowed or I think it shouldn't be allowed? It should be allowed. Or, yeah, it should be allowed. There's no other thing. Like, Jody Arias's judge was like, yeah, sure, come on in. But some of them don't. I don't understand. Just exactly what... Oh, sorry. He is working hard to keep secret potentially embarrassing evidence about himself and his family. He's working hard to keep secret potentially embarrassing evidence about himself. Just exactly what that evidence is remains a mystery. Well, that would be the point of keeping it secret, right? It's like, I would like to keep this secret. And by the way, the secret I'm trying to keep is that I'm very into furries, right? I don't want the judge to know this at all or the public. Okay. Forget I said that. Just exactly what that evidence is remains a mystery. Roof, the judge and prosecutors carefully tiptoed around describing it during a hearing Wednesday. The judge has indicated that it may be allowed during the penalty phase of the trial, which starts next week. Oh, so basically they went up and they were arguing. They're like, and Dylan was like, judge, I don't want that embarrassing thing brought up. And the prosecutor's like, judge, I really think the embarrassing thing is relevant. And the judge says, you know, I'm going to have to take this under advisement and see how embarrassing it is. The same jurors who convicted Roof earlier this month of killing 9 black church members in a racially motivated attack will hear from Roof, as well as testimony from the families of victims. At the end of the penalty phase, the panel will decide whether Roof, who is white, should be put to death or spend the rest of his life in prison. Anonymous 1433 says that Dylan Roof should be given the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, that's pretty funny. Just the Fash Ma'am says Dylan Roof should be pardoned. Wow. We've got a lot of pro-roofers in the chat. I did not expect this. Roof was warned by U.S. Judge Richard Gergel. Is his name Gergel? That being his own lawyer was a bad idea. That's your decision, Gergel said. I think that highlights my advice to you that you aren't served by being your own counsel. Gergel told Roof to talk to his grandfather, who is a lawyer, and other family members one last time. He told Roof that he has until the start of the penalty phase Tuesday to change his mind and rehire his high-powered, publicly funded defense team. Yeah, so if you go into a church and you shoot 9 black members, right, you get free lawyers, right? I don't understand. Roof spoke for less than 10 minutes of the 35-minute hearing. Oh, we can't. How can we hear this? I don't think it was recorded. He told Gergel he does plan on opening and closing statement. Oh, please let us hear it. He also told the judge he objects to prosecutors' plans to present a photograph of evidence in the court's possession. That must be the embarrassing evidence. Maybe he's in his jammies. Gergel said there was a hearing in which he decided it could be admitted. Roof also wanted a jailhouse statement left out of the penalty phase and evidence that involved his mother. No specifics were given. So what is he trying? Is he trying to fight for the life penalty or the death penalty? Roof's defense attorneys wanted to call mental health experts, but Roof has indicated that he will not. In his hate-filled, racist journal read to the jury during his trial, Roof said he doesn't believe in psychology. Okay. He said, it is a Jewish invention and does nothing but invent diseases and tell people they have problems which they don't, Roof said. All right. Enough with me talking. We're going to go right to Roof, and we're going to hear him talk about how he killed people. And I'm going to look out the window while you guys watch.
I went to that church in Charleston. And,
did what?
Wow, that is very annoying audio, and it is still snowing out. So he goes, I went to that church in Charleston, and I did it. And the cop goes, did what? And he goes, I don't want to talk about it.
I just don't really like saying it.
But I know sometimes we have to face those things, the realities. You know,
we don't want to put any words in your mouth. That's why,
right.
That's why Agent Stansbury was asking what it exactly is that you did do.
Well, I killed him. Oh, well, I guess. I mean,
he says, I killed him, I guess. I don't really know.
I don't really know.
Well, I mean,
I don't know how many people or anything like that.
So, did you shoot him?
Yes.
Wow. What kind of gun did you use?
A Glock 45.
Okay.
Hmm. Why do you think it was so hard for him to say those words?
Well, I'm not sure, but, you know...
Well, now we cut back to a CNN video, but I've got the full confession video. It is 2 hours long, and we are going to start playing it right now, and you guys are just going to watch this. No, just kidding. Let's see if there's any information here. Let's see. Around 21. Let's play from here.
Essentially, I said you put, like, 10 or 11 bullets in each magazine. So the gun...
They're questioning him basically on, hey, how did you load the guns?
Wouldn't malfunction, would misfeed or whatever, right?
Right.
And so you reloaded, you shot and reloaded 7 times, or am I right? One of the magazines, and reloaded, yeah, because the last one you took with you. You shot.
Right.
One that was in there, shot it. Went through 6 more magazines shooting, and right. Then reloaded. By that time, I mean, people that were already down, did you walk up and shoot them that had already...
So they're questioning him, like, did you go up and did you shoot people who were already on the ground?
You know, went to the fellow...
See, this is sort of complicated, because they were...
I like how he's like, yeah, you know, I mean, what you're describing is kind of right, but it's kind of complicated.
They're all, like, under the tables, you see.
They all just went under the tables, like little annoying people hiding from me. They all just went under the tables.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like I was like, going around shooting people that were already dead or anything like that. It's just when I shot a magazine, it's like I just went pop, 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 pop. You see what I'm saying? Like
crazy. So rarely do we get to hear a shooter go, you know, when I shot a magazine, you know what I'm saying? I just went pop, 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 pop. I just shot everyone, right? It was so cool.
At one person, you see what I'm saying?
So when you started shooting, I guess you say you were so quick shooting, it was like maybe they didn't even see where it was coming from.
Right, well, the first shots.
And they all dove under the table.
Right. Everybody dove under the table.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
And then you went around the tables.
Why are they... I don't understand. I've said this every time there's a shooting. Why are you diving under the table? That's not... It's not a bomb. It's not it's not an earthquake. It's not a tornado. It's not debris. Right? It's aimed bullets. The table's not saving you.
It's a shooting.
No, not exactly. You know, because there's some people that I didn't shoot. I think there's 2 people that I didn't even shoot at all.
It's 2 people I didn't even shoot at all. What was the next time code that I thought was interesting? Oh, 20. All right. So he really gives the police a little bit of a... You know, he's like, you police weren't really doing a good job. I expected you to be out there to get me.
Literally right by the store. So you had a parking space.
So this is this is a street parking right out here?
No. This they've got a gate, you see. And then they've got parts.
So you went in.
By the way, it sounds like there's a cat in the background of this video. Every once in a while, it goes meow.
Do you mind initialing this? And write.
But I think it might be the maybe it's like the cop's chair or something.
So it's yours, so later you can say, yeah, that's me. I mean, just write the word door right there.
Oh, what happened?
Initial, like right above where you.
I don't know if I said initial.
That's fine. That's okay.
They're trying to make him draw a map, and they're like, "Can you put your initials on it?" He's like, "I don't want to initial that."
Car. And you, you get and leave. So where do you go?
To be honest, I was in absolute awe.
Okay, so now at that point he starts laughing and he's like, I was in awe.
I'll send you that here in just 1 minute.
I just closed the video.
So you went into the gate and parked.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I was in absolute awe that there was nobody out there after I had shot that many bullets. I was like, right. Oh my God.
I was in awe that there was nobody out there after shooting so many bullets.
What are these cops doing?
I shot everybody. Why is there nobody out here to arrest me? And then he goes on to say, you know, I had an extra magazine because if I saw a cop, I was going to shoot myself. But I got out there. I was like, oh, there's no cops. I guess I just drive away, which is what he did. And then somehow he was caught later. What a loser. If you get away from a shooting, there's no reason you should be caught later. Get into a house, into a basement, and just stay there. For, I'm not joking, 6 to 8 weeks. Bring a lot of grilled cheese with you. There's no reason for you to leave the house whatsoever. Yeah, they're looking for you. Just get somewhere. Right? All right. I don't know. Very upsetting. Do you guys care about the active shooter at Ohio State University? It wasn't even a shooter. It was a guy who drove his van into a bunch of people. Let me know if you care about that, because I do not. We will go back to it if you guys care. This should be a quick one. Teen who was relentlessly bullied kills herself in front of her family. Actually, let's take a... I'm getting... Oh, my God. I feel drunk. Should we take a break? It's 11:01 p.m. We got 1 hour, 59 minutes till the new Yizzle. Yizzle, Yizzle. Till the new year.
A Texas teen kills herself after her family says she was bullied. 18-year-old Brandy Vella shot herself in front of family members at their home in Texas City Tuesday. Vella's father told KHOU News that he and other family members tried to, quote, persuade her to put the gun down, but she was determined. Vella's father says the high school senior was bullied on social media. He says it all began when someone set up a fake online account offering sexual acts. He claims people also posted negative comments and...
That makes no sense. It all started with a person with a fake account set up something advertising sexual acts. That's what started her cyberbullying. What, were they pretending to be her? Like, it's me, the parody of Brandy Vella. I'll suck your, you know.
She was
furry.
Harassed with phone calls and texts. A spokesperson from the Texas City Independent School District says officials tried to track the bullies down on the phone app being used to harass Vella, but were unsuccessful. Officials also allegedly suggested that she get a new phone number, but it's unclear if she did. Family members told...
This is the boringest video. Brandy Vella's sister can't remember a time when she wasn't bullied. People always talked about her, but in April of this year, it got really bad. So bad that on November 29th, 18-year-old Brandy fatally shot herself in her Texas home in front of her family. Excuse me, family. I have been Facebook bullied for the last time. And my name is not Dylan Roof, but it might as well be. Jackie and her family said bullying is indeed to blame, though they always thought that Brandy brushed it off and didn't care. And then Jackie received a text message from Brandy just hours before her death. Guys, I love you so much. Please remember that. I'm sorry for everything. I mean, obviously it sucks. I'm not going to say, like, someone who kills themselves is, like, being a little pussy or whatever. But on the other hand, I don't get it. I guess it does. I mean, cyberbullying, I guess it's real. What they did wasn't just bullying, the title of this section says. Let's see if we can find out what actually happened. On social media, Brandy's tormentors made up fake Facebook accounts and posted about her weight and looks. Ah, her family tells People. Even when the Facebook pages were deleted after they reported them, it was just a matter of days before a new one was created. Who's got that much time, by the way, to be like, ah, Brandy, that fat girl, we got to make fun of her more. And she's not even that fat. Wait, let's see. Is this a picture of her? The Vella family. Is she in this? Is she? Oh, she's on the left here, I think. Okay. I mean, I can kind of see it. The profile said Brandy's name and photo and said she would offer sex for free. Jackie says it didn't stop. What they did wasn't just bullying. It was stalking. They would say, I'm a slut and I'm a hoe. Anybody hit me up, Jackie explains. It also had her phone number, so she would get text messages and phone calls at all the time. It just kept her up. So like posting her stuff on Craigslist, being like, I'm Brandy and I'm fat hoe. Please message me. So they're playing pranks on her on the internet, and then she shot herself. Sucks. Just the fash, ma'am. 5720 says purge the week. Okay. Alrighty. Let's check in on the stream.
Coming out that I've been working on.
Alright, we got a guy singing Mexican stuff. And he's on the stage. Stupid. We'll check in with that later. I have messaged Andrew and Puke to see if I should call anyone. We can do a check. We can do check in on them. It is 11:06, and I'll try to get through one more story before I take a quick break and get another bizzle. And get my napkin that I was talking about. Speaking of Facebook. Good, this will be a good transition. Woman sentenced to 1 year in jail for impersonating her ex-boyfriend on Facebook and sending herself threats. Orange County officials sentenced a woman to 1 year in jail after investigating statements she made while falsely accusing her ex-boyfriend of stalking her and making criminal threats on Facebook. Charges for which she was arrested four times. He was arrested four times. I'm sorry. That's way worse. If something happens to a man. Las Vegas resident Stephanie Renee Lawson, 25, was living in a lake when she created a Facebook account impersonating her ex-boyfriend, using it to send numerous threats to herself, according to a statement. Although charges were initially filed against the ex-boyfriend, an investigation into her claims led her to be convicted of one felony count of false imprisonment by menace, violence, fraud, or deceit, and one felony count of perjury. Wait. She's charged with false imprisonment because they arrested the boyfriend? Isn't that interesting? So she basically sets up an account with his Facebook profile and whatever and says, I'm going to rape you, bitch. And then she goes, police, look what I sent myself. I mean, look what my boyfriend sent me. And they go, wow, that's amazing. We're gonna arrest him based on this Facebook post. Not to mention, you can fake anything. Anything, you don't even have to set up a fake account. I guess the only reason you'd do that is that you could pull it up on your phone and be like, look at it on my phone. It's right here on my phone. Or you could have them log in on their police computer and you could pull up the message history. If you're going for a screenshot, anything you can see on your screen, by the time it's on your screen, it's client side is what it's called. And you can go into that and you can change basically anything. So if I go to google.com and I go to best podcast ever, right? Huh? And I can inspect this and I can go Nick's show, right? Oopsies, I completely messed it up. But anyway, the point of the story is, I go best podcast ever is the Google search, and it says, what are the best podcast episodes ever from slate.com? And I screen My God, what is wrong with my brain? I'm getting drunker and drunker. I changed the text. It says, best podcast episodes ever, Nick's show, right? It's right here. And so you could take a screenshot of this and say, wow, if I Google best podcast ever, here's what comes up. You can, everything that's on your screen can be changed if it's in a web browser, and it can look like anything you want. You could make any person say anything they want. I could look at Facebook, and I could... I'm calling puke. I'm going to call puke. And I can make it look like anyone had sent me anything. All right, I'm going to try to find Puke's number here. Answer. Is it Puke?
I haven't answered the phone, so please leave a message or don't.
Wow. Unbelievable. Nice. I'm going to message him. All right. I am completely off my rocker at this point. We are going to do a break. I do need a break, so we're going to put on the stream from Times Square. I'm going to save this as a recording. Are we dropping frames? Oh, shit. We're dropping frames. Bad. I'm going to save this as a recording, and then we will pick up for the second half. Boop, boop. All right, it is Nick again from 2017, and that was part one of the New Year's Eve show I did. That is the only one that's going to be on the free side. The second half is on the PCL side, www. I don't know why I said that, pukeandthegang.com/VIP. You can sign up, get the bonus content. We've done over 100 different bonus content shows, and all of the archives are up there. And it's really great. So for the second half, what you're going to miss if you don't get it is we do actually make contact with Puke. I know at the end of the first half we tried to call him and it didn't work out. But we do actually find him. The bad news is I never remember to get my napkin out. It was a napkin that said like, oh, you're 2000 on it. It's an ancient archive. Back to the real point. We do make contact with Puke. We see what is going on. Does Puke get trapped on an upper story of the party? Where he has no way out. We will find out on the second half, but only if you're signed up for the VIP at pukeandthegang.com/VIP. All right, that is all for now. Thank you. Boop, boop, boop.